למדתי שם את האלף משנה. אלו ירקו שעדם יוצאו בהם ידי חבוס ופשח. These are the vegetables that you can be yotzei more on Pesach. Bechazeres, chazeres is lettuce, which is more speech for this. The tamcha, tamcha according to most opinions is horseradish. Vecharchevina, veulshin, vemor. And charchevina, ulshin, or endives, other kinds of bitter herbs, and mar. You see in the Gemara, where the mar is another specific kind of vegetable, or it's any bitter vegetable that has certain conditions that the Gemara is going to mention. So yotzim bohem ben lachim ben yuvashim, yotzim whether they are fresh or dried out, avalo kdushim, velo shlukim, velo mevushalim. But you can't have them kavosh, pickled, and not cooked, not overcooked or regularly cooked. Shlukim is usually overcooked, and mevushalim is regularly cooked. Umitstarfim lekezayis, and they can mitstarf to kezayis, meaning that if you have a half a kezayis of one kind and a half kezayis of a different kind, then mitstarf. V'yotzim bekelach shalahem. And it can be yotzi also with the stalk, not only the leaves, with the demai, you yotzi with demai, just like we said by matzah, because theoretically you could be matka your nechosin, and be an ani, and be mutter to eat demai, even if you weren't matka your nechosin, the mice is potentially edible, it's not called a mitzvah bo baver. The mice are rishon shenitav tumaso, mice are sheni vehekta shenifta, similar to the Mishnah before, Maiserishon shenitlo trumaso means that trumas maiser was taken, but the regular truma wasn't taken because the Levi took it before it became chayav in truma, and then he doesn't have to take out the truma from his maiser part. And maiser sheni and hektish that were nifter, but you didn't give the fifth. That's the chiddush. Even though you have to give the chomesh when you pulled it. The chomesh isn't ma'akev the p'diya, it's considered nifte, and you could be yotzei with ma'aser sheni or hektish that were redeemed. Rashi. Eilu yirako shavim yotzei ben chavasov v'chazeres v'tancho v'ulshin v'charchavina v'mar, kulam v'farish b'mar, kvushin v'chomets. Rashi learns that kavush is dafka v'chomets, in the vinegar. That's how you can't pickle it. The Magen Avraham says that just like we find by other things, that kavush is even in water if it's for 24 hours. In chometz, it could become pickled immediately, or a nicer time it takes to boil something up on the fire. But in water, it becomes pickled in water after 24 hours. So Magen Avraham says, just like everything else, kavush is kinovusho. If you soak the mar in water for 24 hours, you're not yotzi with it. The Chok Yaakov holds no. That by mar, it's a special din that it loses the taste of mar. That's only in vinegar. If you soak it in water, it won't lose the taste of mar. Even though it's considered like it's cooked, it's not mamish cooked. And therefore, cooking will take away the taste of mar, and soaking it in water won't. And he holds that you're allowed to soak the mar in water even 24 hours. Just as in a general thing, what does that mean? Mar, we'll see in the Gemara, Rai is one way or the other, but the Gemara in Arvik Sachin says that if you swallowed mar, you're not yotze, because you need tam mar. The question is, what does that mean, tam mar? Does it mean you have to taste that specific kind of mar? Doesn't have to be bitter. It doesn't have to be bitter. It has to taste like whatever that mara tastes like. We'll see in the Gemara, there's mara that's not bitter. So, or it means it has to taste bitter. The Chazon Ish learns that mara, even the kinds of mara that aren't so bitter, have to have some bitterness. And if it loses all bitterness, then it cannot yotzi with it. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds, doesn't need any bitterness. It just has to taste like the mara normally tastes. That kind of mara, even if it's not bitter at all. The Vilna Gaon holds that it has to have its full strength of bitterness to be yotze. Therefore, yotze can't leave it, air. You have to grind it up like a horseradish on the spot. Because if you leave it air beforehand, it loses some of the bitterness. That's not tamor. There's really three shittas. One, it has to have its full bitterness. One, it has to have some bitterness. And one, doesn't have any bitterness at all. It just has a taste like that kind of morer taste. Another shayla here with kezayas. Start from the kezayas. Right? Do you need a kezayas of morer? It doesn't say anywhere by morer you have to eat it. It doesn't say v'achlu morer. It says tzli'esh umatzos v'achlu esabasar b'layla hazeh tzli'esh umatzos amrorim yochlu. But doesn't ever say it. Yochlu means eat the korban pesach together with mor. Never use the word achila by mor itself. So therefore, the Rosh holds that Yitzhak don't need a kezayis. You don't need a kezayis of of mor to be yotze the mitzvah. The only reason you need a kezayis is because of the bracha. Well, yes, halachilas morer, you can't make a bracha halachilas if you're not eating a kezayis. But I'll stand the mitzvah more, you don't need a kezayis. You don't say even less than a kezayis. And the Shadazariya shows that's not the case, and even if it wouldn't be for the bracha, morer, since you have to eat morer, you have to eat a kezayis. Even though it doesn't say the favorites in the Torah, eat morer, it says to eat it together with Korban Pesach, you need a kezayis. The nafkamina is, do you need a kezayis more for korech? Korech, you don't make a bracha. According to the Rosh, the Chari, you don't need a bracha, you don't need a kezayis. It's only after the bracha you need a kezayis. And according to the Shagasari, you need a bracha, you need a kezayis, even by korech. Okay. Gemara. Chazeres chasa. Chazeres is lettuce. Ulshin hindavi. Endives. Tamcha omar rabba babrachana, tamcha sashma. Which is, most shittas hold that tamcha is horseradish. And here is also machlokas, whether you have to eat it whole, right, or you can eat it, some hold that, that you eat it whole, some achronim, you're not yotze. Because it's not the normal derech achila to eat horseradish, take a bite out of horseradish. It's a shakana. And therefore you have to eat it, mefurer, ground up. And others hold, no, if you grind it up, that's not horseradish. Right? You have to eat it mamish whole. Two different shittas. Charchedina amr eshim melokish atzvesa detikla. Charchedina is a kind of vine that grows around the palm tree. And that's what Rashi learns. And Tosa says that it can't be. It has to be something that's right, it's a vegetable. Not something that grows on a tree. Because we learned that morer has to be min zroim. Just like matzah comes from zroim. Right? It can't be something that's not a vegetable, not a grain, or something that grows. So they explain, Rashi doesn't mean that it's something that's a part of the tree. It's like a vegetable, but it grows like a vine, it grows around the tree. But it is a vegetable. Uva morer merirsa. Morer is merirsa. Rashi. Chasa lu, shalukin mevushalim harbe ma'or atshni mochin. Shalukin is overcooked. Mevushalim kederech bishul, regular cooked. Mitzayf in the kezayis, and ain't no me'echad me'em kezayis. Aval yesh lo mizeh chatzizayis, and mizeh chatzizayis, mitzayf in zeh mzeh, kedei latsa shidecha vasa. You don't have a kezayis of any one type of mor, but you have a kezayis a little bit of each one, and together they're kezayis good enough. That what? If you don't have one of them.
What you have, you got enough of everything.
This fact, you're having a mix. I don't know if you have one, so you don't need it to come onto this thing. I don't know if it's a dafka with the other. Who would my the Meister Rishon of the Tevelo? The apple got the Meister Yerik Drabonon. Happy the mitzvah boba there, even by mitzvah Yisadui Suri Drabonon. We say, mitzvah boba there. Dum ye the Otsit Shinon Nokov, the more of the Pirkin. We said before that Tevel from an Otsit Shinon Nokov, which joins the Rabbanon, is what's it called? So it's mitzvah babadeva. Chasa litugas, lettuce. Shaila, also, lemaisa, is there a special kind of lettuce, romaine lettuce, which has some bitterness to it? Or any lettuce, even iceberg lettuce. Then the achronim, some hold the yotze with regular lettuce, and some hold it has to be dafke romaine lettuce. Hindavi, asif shikorin crystalla, that's endites. Tamchasa merubia, we said is horseradish. Atsasa de dikla, siv hagodl, the nichrach saviv ledekel, shikorin vidila. It's a kind of vine that grows around a palm tree. Mariasa, a mirfoil. The heap puprats. Rashi learns marirsa means a certain kind of vegetable, right? That's called puprats. It's a kind of pepper, I think. It's chazeres hayar, some kind of wild cabbage or wild lettuce. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn marirsa is not a specific kind of vegetable, but it means any vegetable that has some bitterness in it, you don't say more with. It doesn't have to be any special type. And the Gemara is going to give some other tanoim of what it has to look like. Tani bar kapora, eilu yakar shodan yotze ben yirei chavos v'pesach. The ulshin, right, again, endives, or the tamcha, horseradish, the charchalin, the charchavinin, or the chazorin, which is lettuce. The other ones are not here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ulshe sada v'ulshe gina. Not only regular endives, but field endives and garden endives. Different variety of endives. The chazeres, and also lettuce. Where it says ulshe gina v'chazeres, a ton of the rashis. It says already those things. We already learned that these mean it. Why mention them again? Rachi Komer, af ulshe sada k'ulshe gina v'chazeres. Ulshe sada, even though they're a different variety of endives, they're the same thing as endives from the garden and lettuce. Rav Meir Omer af aspus, the tura, umar yiruar. All these are also other kinds of bitter herbs. Omer le Rav Yosef, aspus, the tura, echadu. They're the same thing. Umar zehu yiruar, and mar is another name for yiruar. Rashi, harchelin lo isparishmo. Rashi, I don't know what rechelim are. It's another kind of vegetable. Vechazorin is chazeres, is lettuce. Ul sheisade, I forgot the yeshlim shem levah. Even though they're a different variety, they have an added name. They're not plain endives. They're field variety endives. Arienko shogina. The same thing as garden variety. It's not different enough that it shouldn't be yotze. Ash is the tura, umar yirua, mina yirakos. All these are different kinds of vegetables. Okay, tani tvei Rabbi Shmuel, tani tvei Shmuel. Eilu yirakos shodam yotze bo enidei chavos v'pesach. Mechazeres, beulshin, betancha, ובחרבינין, ובחרגינין, ובהרדופין, הרדופנין. רבי יהודה אומר, אף חזרס יולין, וחזרס גאלין, קיוצי בהן. These varieties of lettuce are also included. Now from all of this is mashma, that you have to have specific varieties. It's not just something that's bitter, you know, generically. But the ones who learn that anything that's bitter, generically, is good enough, hold that it has to be what's it called, a certain kind of bitter thing, which we'll see in a second, and the Neva gives you an example of which things fit into that category. But it's lav davka, these kinds of varieties. Rabbi Loi, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Lezer, af arkibonim. Right, Rabbi Loi said the name Rabbi Lezer, that you yotze even with arkibonim. V'chazarti ha'kol tamidot, u'bikashti v'chaver v'lo matzasi. And Rabbi Loi said that we asked the Talmid of Rabbi Lezer if any of them ever heard him say this halacha, that you could yotze with arkibolim, and nobody ever heard it. Shabbos, the name of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, hodolidvorai. When I went to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, he said, yeah, he heard from Rabbi Lezer that what's it called, that arkibolim is also mar. Rabbi Huda Omer, Kol Sheyesh Lo Shor. Now we're giving some descriptions of what Mor is. Again, some say these are descriptions, and you also have to have the specific variety to be answered. That's Allah Humash Misina. These are the varieties. When the Torah said Mor, it meant these specific varieties. Or no, this is the general description of what all these varieties have in common, that they're all bitter herbs, and anything similar to them also yields to it. What's the condition? First, it has to have sap. Right? It has to be a kind of vegetable that if you squeeze it or whatever, you'll get some liquid out of it. Rabbi Yochanan and Baruch Omer, kosher ponav machsikin. Also, that it's not deep green, that it's a pale green. Achemrim Omer, kol yerek mar yesh lo sarav, uponav machsikin. And others say, enechanami, every bitter herb has these two conditions. It has sap, and that's where the bitterness comes from, and it also is not deep green, it's a more pale green. Okay, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, midifer kula nilmad, yerek mar, yesh lo sorof, upon machsifim. From all of these varieties, you can know that they all have in common that they are pale green and they have some kind of sap in them. Omer Avuna halacha kacherim. The halacha is like kacherim, that you need those conditions. Again, according to the opinion that you need certain varieties, the halacha is like acherim, that the only varieties that are okay is if they also have these conditions. They have to have specific name, and they have to have these characteristics. According to the other opinion, that maror is any bitter thing, but it has to have these two conditions. It has to be a pale green vegetable that has sap. And then it doesn't make a difference what it's called. Okay, like Rashi. Here, defonin, yesh meforshim aloshna. It's some kind of Tosis brings down the Gemara says in Sukkah that hirdeth is a poison for animals, it's an animal poison. And what's it called? The Gemara says it can't be that hadasin. We don't know what hadas is, right? Where it says, what's it called? Anathates avos. Right? We know it's hadasin. The Gemara says maybe it's a hirduf, because a hirduf also has that quality of three leaves to a stem. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be hirduf because it's a poison, and drachea darche noah. Torah wouldn't tell you to use a poison for something of a mitzvah. Surely Torah wouldn't tell you to eat something that's a poison for animals. So, Torah says there's two different kinds of hirduf. One taka is a samamavis, and the other one is what's it called, a stama vegetable. Chazer is galim, shem levayu. It's lettuce, but it has a variety of lettuce. Ar kibolim, forish besok perik sheni de iridin, atz besok hazaisa, hu siv gobel vahav, hu min li atzmohu. It's some kind vine, thick vine, that's a separate min. וחזרתי על כל תלמידיו של בלעזר, וביקשתי להיחבר לסייני, ששם הדבר זה מפי ולא מצאתי. I had heard in the name of Rabbi Elazar that Arkebolim, this kind of vine, the Yotze Morer, and I couldn't find any of his talmidim who ever heard it from him. Until I went to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he taka corroborated that that's what Rabbi Elazar said. Sorab kishisokhtin also, b'mokom chitucho, Yotze mimenu srat. Lavan kecholav. The korin lightum. It has a sap that when you cut it, a white liquid comes out of the mur, out of the vegetable. Machsifin eno yorek maod, kekarsi ele flodish. It's not deep green, it's a pale green. Kol yorek mar, tarvayuishle. Any yorek mar that you yotze mur with has both of these characteristics. Yesh lo sarap, upar machsifin. The hein simoni mar. These are the simonim of mar. Like we said, either they're the simonim alone, or no, that once you know that it's the kind of thing, then you can check to see if it has the simonim. Midivrei kulan, kolam meforshim shemos heirakos, all those who brought down different names of vegetables, to go Mashnishim, like the Mishnah, the Tana, the Bar Kapara, the Yehuda, the Meir, the Tana, the Shmuel, all of these brises that mention names of vegetables, Mikulam Lamadnu, Shamor, Yeshlo, Sarah, Kupana, Masitim. All of these vegetables have in common these two conditions, that they have sap and they're not deep green. Shemachol, Ayrokos, Halolo, Roan, Anuboem, Asimonim, Oelu. Okay, Amaraisa is puprit, I think it's some kind of pepper. V'ha'anan reisha de kulu chazeh, I'm going to get it. Okay, let's go on. Amaravuna, halacha, okay. Ravina ashkechei l'rav acha b'rei d'rova, v'havi mahadar amaraisa. Ravina found Rav acha b'rei d'rova that he was looking to buy maror, and he was bedafka looking for something bitter. Right? The bitter, more bitter, the better it is. Amarle ma daitek de mimrirun today. You're looking for that kind because it's more bitter than the other ones. V'chazeres tanan. L'maisa chazeres in the Mishnah is the first one. V'tanet v'shmuel chazeres v'om rebohushia mitzvah v'chazeres. Since it's mentioned first, the mitzvah min amulchar is to use lettuce. V'omar rava, my chazeres chasa. Chazeres is lettuce. My chasa, why tak is chamar? Lettuce isn't that bitter. It's what's it called? We'll see in 1 second that it becomes bitter if you leave it in the ground. But when it's fresh, it's not that bitter. Shaila whether it's bitter at all. So why is chasa, why is what's it called, that min, mitzvah min amofer, because of the name. The chas rachman alai. The Vashra Rahmanasa. In fact, the Targum Unkelus says Pesach, Pasach means Chas, Hev Rahmanas. Not skipped, passed over, but the Vashra had mercy. So the word Chasa has connection to Pesach. Amr of Shmuel by Nachmeni of Yonison, Lama Nimshu Mitzrim to Marr. Why were the Mitzrim compared to Marr? Lama Lachon Mamor Zeh. Just like maror, meaning lettuce, in the beginning is soft, and at the end turns hard if you leave it in the ground. They tricked us into slavery. First they paid us to work, and then slowly they put taskmasters, took away the pay, and enslaved us. Since you see that lettuce and mitzvah and mufkar, lettuce isn't so bitter, so mamelia, it's not an Indian to go looking for the more bitter one, but adarabah, use lettuce. Rashi, the first one in the list is chazeres. The tonad of Shmuel Nami, chazeres tonad bereisha. Amma, he kad me lekulu. Mitzvah b'chazeres. Can infer his time, look at the rub of Rabbi Yonasan. That chazeres symbolizes the kind of maror that we got in Mitzrayim. In the beginning it was soft, not so bad, and it got worse. My chasa, my time of Korean chasa, mishum de zecheru de chas rachman alam. Amal hachi kaima. That is the ikr maror. Lama nimshu kemaror, de sivai maror es chayeyim. Tchila raka, betchila nishtablu hen al yidei schar. Paro came and he said he needs helpers. And we went, we volunteered, and they paid us. And little by little, they enslaved us. So he's soaking us. More sofo koshet, hakela shlom iskashikait. If you leave the lettuce in the ground, it becomes hard like a wood. Hadri bilo osifot. I won't look again for more bitter things. So here again, there's a machlokas. The chazanish holds that if you use lettuce, it has to be at least somewhat bitter. It can't be yotzi if it's not bitter at all. And others hold that even if there's no bitterness at all, it's okay. Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Pri Chodesh hold you don't need any merirus. And that's what it says, tam morer doesn't mean the tam of bitterness. It means it has to taste like that thing tastes. It tastes like lettuce. If you swallow it, you don't taste lettuce. Not that you don't taste bitterness. There's another shaila here. Since it says, since a chazeres is mentioned first, so the ikra mitzvah is with it. What if you don't have lettuce? What comes next? So some hold that it goes according to the other of the Mishnah. As they're mentioned, that's the next once one in line. And others hold no. The first one is special. After that, there's no water.
Whatever he uses is fine.
Omer le Rav Chumi Labaya. Mimai dehai morer min yeriko. How do you know that morer is a vegetable? Eima marir sa dekutsi. Maybe it's a bitter fish. Dumya de matzah. No, it has to be like matzah. Matzah and morer are matzah sumrori. They're compared to each other. Ma matzah gedule karka. Af morer gedule karka. Morer says, Eima hirduf. Maybe it's hirduf. Morer says, dumya de matzah. Ma matzah means royim. Af morer means royim. It has to be something that's a grain that grows in the ground, not a tree. Here do for Simon Sefer Rashi. Here do Marisha the Kufya Marisha Dag for smoking. It's a bitter. It may be the gallbladder of a fish. That's bitter. Ki matzah shari hukshu matzah sumrodim. So it could be similar. Here do eats shehintik po Moshe's me mara. Daminan. Hirduf, even though we had before, hirduf as being a vegetable, that's a different kind of vegetable. Like we said, there could be two kinds of hirduf. One that's a poison, one that's not. And here now we have a third kind of hirduf, which is a tree. That's the tree that Moshe threw into the bitter waters, made them sweet, which was a double nace, because the tree itself was bitter. So Moshe says, no, it has to be minzroy. It has to be a vegetable, or something that grows from the ground, from a seed, just like what's it called, like matzah. Or it says, Be'ema harzifu, Rashi, harzifu min zera, v'sam ha-modus l'be'emahu. This harzifu is like a poison for animals. Harzifu eno nipa pekesef meiser, eno primaifu. V'anan uch l'bo'ina. Dum yivdiyayim v'sheikhar u'bokar v'tzom, ki d'chsiv v'nasaka kesef v'choshet av'nafshu. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be harzifu, because harzifu is not a food. Because it's a poison for animals, you can't buy it from Keset Meister Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim, you have to buy food, this is not a food. Do me the matzah. Ma matzah shenikachas b'keset meiser, af mor shenikach b'keset meiser. Just like you could buy matzah with Keset Meister Sheni, it's a food, so too, whatever you yotze mor has to be a food. But if it's a poison for animals, not a food. What? No, sir. Every Gemara, how about the Gemara in Sukkah? That's just not Kash. The Gemara says that what's it called? Enochanami. Even if Salach Rosh Mishinai, you want to know where the Ramazim in the Torah, then the Koros, for that was Salach Rosh Mishinai. There may not be a Betharish or Pasuk, but where can we know in the Torah? Right, the conditions of that halacha of Mishina. There's other ways of learning than that too. Right, we don't learn it from here, but once we know what things are more, right, what are the conditions? Why tata couldn't it be anything else? So, Amar le Rabba Bar Avchanin Labaya, Ema Mor Chad Merorim. What's it called? Maybe it's only one kind. How do you know there's more than one kind? Right, because it says Merorim. Mashma, there are more than one type of mar. The aim of marorim tray, maybe two kinds. Do you need a matzah? No, shle matzah, there's five kinds of things that you can use for matzah. So too, there's more than one thing, more than two things you can use for mar. Ma matzah minim harbe, af mar minim harbe. Omar rabba bar avhun omar rab. Yiraku shomru chacham shodam yotzi bo en yidei chavasu ha-pesach, kulam yizroim baruka achas. Right? All the kinds of vegetables that you can be yotzei morer, you can plant them all together in one bed. Mor says, "Name it lespo mishum kilayim." You want to tell me that there's no issur kilayim on all the different minim of morer? So it can't be. Moshe rova chazeres vechazeres galin, like lettuce and galin lettuce, ulshin veulshe sada. Endives and field endives. In other words, the different varieties of endives, the different varieties of lettuce. Cretian or creche sada. Like cretian or cress. This kind of cress and a different kind of cress. Kusbar the kusbar sada. Chargal the chargal mitzri. Vidalas ha mitzri vaharamutsa. Each one are different varieties of the same thing. Einam kilayim zebezeh. Right? Mashma that it's only the pears. Each pear isn't kilayim with its pear. But the things themselves are kilayim, one with the other. Chazeres the Chazeres Galim Yin. Chazeres the Ocean, no. Chazeres and Chazeres Galim are not Kilayim. But Chazeres and Ocean is Kilayim. And those are two kinds of matter. How can you plant them together? And Nashu, there's no Kilayim when we see clearly there is Kilayim. The Chitame of Hulu Bahadodik Tony, no. The Homerav Zugosuk Tony. You tell me no. But that, what's it called, Breiser is all of them are not Kilayim. Not just the two that go together. All of these things are not Kilayim. It's not true. Rav said, it's pair by pair. That's what it means. They're not Kilayim. Each pair is not Kilayim with the other. But it doesn't say that there's no Kilayim amongst all of them. Where it says, mine is Rhyme, but my Rav is Rhyme Kielkasam. That you're allowed to plant them in one bed, the way the Chachamim said, with the right separation. Versus Kehilchus and Tanina. The Maisa, we have a Bamishna that tells me what the halacha is. I don't need this Braisa to tell me it. Rashi. Ve'em amorachad minahu mehanachi rakos. Maybe when the Torah said more, it meant one of these varieties, not more. The lav kohani, elamar shebekulam, the most bitter, that's the one that would be. Krishin karsi. Krishin shogina. Karsi is, I think, leeks. Yeah? Leeks. So it's a garden leek. Karsi saw, there's a different kind of leek. The haramutsa mindalasu, it's a kind of pumpkin, or a squash. Mesechus Nedarim, the Firish Kroh Karkuzoi. This is not Asmor. This is As Kilayim. Einam Kilayim Shebezer. Afagav Sheyesh Shem Levai Lechad. Even though they're different varieties, they're close enough not to be Kilayim. Einam Kilayim Bechaveru. Chazeres Bechazeres Galin. Bechein Ulshin Beulshay Soda. Zugos Hugos Gmoshin Shnuyim. Each of the pair is telling me that there's no Kilayim between that pair. Bechitei Mekulu Ba'adodi Adodi Ketoni. The Bechol Hanikomer, Denim Kilayim Zabizeh, they're going to tell me the Braisa means that everything mentioned in this Braisa is not Kilayim, anyone with anyone. Chazeres, Ulshin, and Krishin, meaning Chazeres, Ulshin, and Krishin are not Kilayim, right? It's not true. Zugos, Zugos. Chazeres, the Chazeres Galim. Or Ulshin, Bolshe Soda. The Chen Kulan Shaninu. The In Kilayim Zabizeh, Abel Chazeres, Bolshin, Lo. That's not Ravsa, that's not Pshat in the Braisa. The Braisa is that the different varieties of the same thing are not Kilayim, but the different things are surely Kilayim. My Kula Nizroim Baruch HaHachas Tomarav La'el Nizroim Kilchus and Kamer. That you can plant them in one bed doesn't mean mixed together. It means in one bed, the way the Chachamim said, which we'll get to tomorrow, how you can plant different kinds of vegetables in one bed and still not be over Kilayim, how much separation there has to be. That they shouldn't get their yinika, draw from the ground their sustenance from the ground, one from the other. Kikon, as the Gemara is going to say in the next Amud, Chamisha Zaroni Baruga Shal Shisha Al Shisha Tvachim. You can plant five different kinds of vegetables in a bed that's 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Right, and you put some on the border, one in the middle, and that's where you have them separated enough, what's it called, that they're not considered kilayim. Shoshisha Shabbos, the Gemara we had in Masechta Shabbos, and that the Gemara is going to mention tomorrow.